What's going on, everybody? We are live here this afternoon or this morning where my guest is. We're going to get into it in a few minutes. Just real quick, just wanted to say hey to everybody and tell everybody about Next Home Brandywine out in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Our good friend, Mr. Dan Peasy, and his team of professional realtors, they provide guidance, knowledge, and information to all buyers and sellers. Visit nexthomebrandywine.com for details or to contact an agent. They service Philadelphia and the surrounding areas, but also nationwide referrals are available. Be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special, or you can call them directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. NextHomeBrandywine.com, and make sure you tell them Totally Driven Radio sent you. And here he is, my good friend, old friend. Now, it hasn't been a couple of years since we talked, but we've been friends for at least 5 years now. The one and only Mr. Brad Sinsel of TKO.
There you go.
Angels of Dresden, the War Babies.
Yes, yes.
Any more? Is there any more cooking that we don't know about?
No. That's the top of my mind when I think about it. There's been some ill-fated projects here and there, but that's about right. Right now, it's Angels of Dresden.
Nice. Yeah, it seems this is the thing you're back doing, which we're going to get into in a second. But, you know, we just started touching on it before we went live. And, yeah, you're out there in the Washington State. And you were telling me you guys are still, like, in phase one. So how are you holding up during all this?
It's a modified phase one.
Oh, modified.
Right, which you can't do much more than phase one. And people got all excited and we're calling it phase 1.5. No. The health officer corrected us. It is not 1.5. It is a modified phase one.
Wow. So, now, I saw in one of your videos when you were talking about the new Angels of Dresden single that basically, like, you haven't been out for like 6 weeks. I mean, is that true?
That's very true. That's very true. I did take a trip over to Seattle to visit my son. He was north of Seattle, and they were in a phase two.
Wow.
And that was like Disneyland. I got to go to a restaurant, you know. I felt like I was doing something wrong.
You know what? The other day, like here, I'm here in Nashville now, and the other day we stopped at a restaurant, and there was so many people there. It was like so overcrowded, and nobody, like, no mask, no nothing. We were like all bugged out. Like, we left. I was like freaked out. Like, it just seemed like a total weird scene going on.
I'm about 5 hours from the Idaho border, and people are fleeing to Idaho because they're opened up.
Wow.
It's like going to another planet.
People might say that about Idaho regardless.
A lot of people from LA are fleeing to Idaho, I noticed.
I talked to one band, I guess it was might be about 2 months ago now, and they were in L.A., but they said at that point Texas had reopened, so they were going to relocate to Texas for a month so they can play some shows.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'd move to Idaho, but it's too damn cold in the winter.
So it's kind of a thing. What do you want? Do you want the cold or do you want the rain of Washington?
Well, actually, I'm in Yakima, Washington. So it's in the center of the state, past the Cascade Mountain Range, and that blocks all the rain. So we have over 300 days of sunshine. Today, it's 102.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It's probably raining in Seattle, amongst other things.
Right. So Angels of Dresden, they're back on the map. You haven't done it in a few years, and it sounds like the whole pandemic kind of brought this whole thing back together.
Well, Angels of Dresden, for those that don't know, AOD is the acronym, is comprised of a rolling lineup, whoever's available, whoever fits whatever song that comes from Bryn Arnes and myself, Bryn from Flip and Odd Fathers, and now Carl's on board. But it started at the beginning of the lockdown. It took about 2 weeks of me locked in my house, not bathing, totally in my pajamas 24/7. And I finally got really disgusted. And Bren was sending me riffs, and I was so down and out over the whole thing that I was like, go away, I don't want to do anything. And, then I realized I'd been 14 days in my pajamas. And I went, that's a cool fucking line right there. So I grabbed the riff he was working on, called him. I said, let's start this. So it just is it's not really political. Well, Lord knows I would like to be, but we'll what it is, it's kind of a running diary of events, you know, and it features all the fear, anxiety, and your hope of where things could go.
So, well, where are you hoping they could go?
Open up the doors and let the sun shine in.
How about that?
Time for everyone to smile. So being that flights were iffy and everybody was in various stages of lockdown, studios were not happening, we just did the whole thing remote. You know Carl Kennedy?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He has his home studio. Bren has his. I have mine. Bassist Chris Barato on this one has his. And we had Charlie Farron from the Joe Perry Project, lead singer, singing my backups. I kind of felt that was like Lemmy and Pavarotti, me being a Lemmy. He's an awesome singer. He can deliver grit, or he could clarity, absolute clarity. And I pushed him to the clarity because I've got all this gravel going on. So I like the texture of working with him.
Now, did you work with like a lot of those guys before on the previous Angels of Dresden, or
previous? As I said, it's a rolling lineup. So Doomsday, we had Steve Gaynor, who's a session guy in Los Angeles, and I brought on Mike McCready from Pearl Jam, right. And man, we got some streams out of that.
Sure,
I think we got over 900,000 total streams, which I was like, I'm buying that car. And I checked my ASCAP, and to date, for close to a million streams, $22.35. That's amazing, which is part of the downside of streams, let alone, I think, over 25,000 new songs are released daily.
Holy cow.
It's not, the whole structure is gone from where I last left off. You know, Sony's and all the big conglomerates. It's just a different world, but it doesn't stop the desire to create, you know, so you just keep going. We do this because we love it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, at this day and age, especially with you, with your career, like, I mean, you came out in the, you know, mid to late 70s. You had an amazing career with TKO and then part of that early 80s hard rock metal movement and, you know, signed on big name labels and then with the War Babies, another big name label and, you know, some real paydays. How does it feel to you, like, when you look at that, like, you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I can buy that car now. I have a million streams and it's like $22 freaking. Like that's like maybe like Starbucks.
Right. Well, Desmond Child wrote this blog just bitching and whining because he either co-wrote or specifically wrote Living on a Prayer. And right. his bitch was to date $110.32. And that was quadruple platinum. So a physical disc versus a stream, totally different pay structure there. But I like getting the music out. It's just part of my DNA. So
yeah, I mean, that's part of the whole thing now. It's just part of like getting that music out there, you know, to the fans and make some new fans. But then, you know, it relies back to, you know, the live shows for you guys to make money or merchandise. And when we're in a lockdown, there's no live shows. So it's like double screwed.
I'm thinking I'm going to go with the we're protesting angle.
It's I saw that.
And we're protesting.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw somebody else was going to do that. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting spin.
Or maybe we'll just show up in aisle 27 at Home Depot.
Yeah. Just go in the parking lot. You're making a protest. Home Depot parking lot.
Exactly.
Wow. So, all right. So the new song that's out there, it's called Home for a While, which, you know, most of us are home for a while. And you guys did a video. So, but going back to recording, you, like you said, you did the whole remote process. Is that something you usually do, or are you used to like the old school way where everybody's in the studio?
Well, Bryn Arns and I had been remoting since the late 90s.
Okay.
And we started off when it was archaic and glitchy. And so we pretty well mastered that. I've gone back to Minneapolis to go in the Terrarium. That's a studio in Minneapolis that Bryn and I used a few times and had great luck there. Now you have Zoom, you've got text, you got the phone. Although things sometimes you get into a corner where things that could be solved in a 20-second conversation can turn into a week with texting. My favorite thing is Bryn is texting Carl about what to do, how he hears a drum fill.
Right.
At the same time, I'm texting Carl. I'm texting him, what would Keith Moon do? Simultaneously, Bryn's saying, Charlie Watts triplets. And so somewhere in there, Carl pulled off everything. You know, so sometimes it works. Sometimes it's glitchy. That's awesome. If he's not doing anything. And it was good for the soul to get back into it. And I'd taken last year off because I spent 2 years on the TKO reunion stuff. And I was ready for something new.
Last time we talked.
Yeah, I don't mind revisiting stuff, but it leaves a hole when you're not creating new stuff. So
Right.
This was good medicine.
So when you guys first started creating this, I guess you thought to yourself instantly for Angels of Dresden, you didn't even consider TKO for new music right now, or?
No, I think I'm taking a break from that because it just, you know, I spent 2 years, we went out and did some dates and had great fun with that, but I don't like getting stuck back in 1985, you know?
Right.
Fun to visit, but I got to keep moving forward.
So how about, is this that same feeling with the War Babies? Because I saw people were asking you about, I guess, like 30 or 35 year since the album came out.
It'll be 2021 is the 30th anniversary. And I brought Tommy, the guitar player, out for the 40th anniversary of TKO. And he played on a TKO song, and we did Blue Tomorrow, which was an MTV Minute Wonder. And there'd been animosity in War Babies. It was one of the last great American rock bands. Tons of fist fights, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Traffic tickets.
Okay.
You know, but Tommy and I just picked up in a good place. And so we've been talking about that. But I think I mentioned in video posts that I think Live Nation just blew past 2021, and now they're talking 2022.
Right.
That's just frightening, you know.
Well, Google the other day, they said they're having all their employees are working from home up until summer 2021.
Right. And that could change, you know.
Yeah.
Everything looks different.
It does. What are your thoughts on like I think Live Nation's doing this. I saw they just announced back in Philly they're doing this. In the parking lots of like the stadiums, they're going to do drive-in concerts.
Yeah, I saw that. That's part of the concert experience is you're in the pit. It's a holy experience.
Yeah.
And sonically, you're not insulated by all the insulation of a car, you know?
Right. Right.
You have to get a bigger PA. I mean, yeah. I've also talked about innovators. You get the conglomerates like Live Nation that just, it's business, and right. I'm not seeing much innovation there. And I think the independent small guy might come up with the answer. I'm hopeful for that.
We'll get working on it. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
We're going to put it in your hands.
That guy can call me when he puts it together.
He'll shoot you a text. He'll text you, Carl, and Brennan, and have you, the three is put it together.
Yeah. Yeah. So, or I might take up a residency in Idaho.
There you go. There you go. So you guys, you guys did a video for home for a while too, which is, you know, like the remote video of everybody in their locations.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was kind of fun. Brent is Mr. Creative. And I was taking charge of it and failing miserably. I just said, I'm out. It's yours. And he put it together, and it's a lyric video, but it's something, you know. Everybody's in it, having a good time.
Now, how about I saw, I think somebody asked you, you know, naturally about live shows or whatever, but I think you said, like, your response was, at this time, your contribution to rock and roll is going to be a new song every 6 weeks you want to put out.
Right. I think we're aiming for an album. And I think when I get to 14, we'll whittle it down to 12 and then put out a hard copy of everything on it together. Nice. But it's the perfect time. People aren't writing anymore, you know, especially bands from my era.
Right.
They're just going back on their old material and thudding it out there. And, you know, that's great for them. But it's a perfect time to create. I mean, what else you gotta do? You're a prisoner in your own home. Make the best of it. Write some music.
I agree. I think this is the time where I think the releases in 2021, we're gonna have a shit ton of music coming out.
Yeah. Well, the original release date for all streaming was July 9th. And our label was getting CCing us on all the back and forth talk about where's the tune. And it was all apologies that due to COVID-19, they have people working remote that slowed it down. Plus, right, everybody's releasing. So probably the 25,000 songs a day has shot up another 28%, I think I was told. So you got to hold it pretty loud to get heard over the maddening crowd.
I just like the thought of that is kind of frightening. That much music being put out a day.
Right. Right. At least with the record weasels, you know, you had that structure of, you know, they timed when you were coming out. And
right.
I just feel like as long as it's out there, I'm a happy guy. And it used to be the record weasels taking my money. Now it's the streaming people are taking my money.
Somebody's always got their hand in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have, like, the songs, are they written, or you guys are still working on the songs, or?
We have some backlog that we're going to release while we're working on new material.
Okay.
There's The Criminal and Fields of Summer that were recorded in 2015.
Okay.
But not released. We didn't release those. So while we're working on the current song we're working on, which I just got today, and instantly I went, yep, that's it. Nice. And Bryn was able to put together intro, verse, bridge, chorus, you know, map the whole thing out. So all I have to do is decide what's in front of me that I want to talk about. And it's not going to be the Murder Hornets. because nothing more.
I think we skip past the murder hornets. I'm waiting for the Planet of the Apes to happen.
I'm not going to touch that one.
So the two songs that are recorded from 2015, who's playing on all those? Is that any more of that, like the Mike McCready stuff, or
McCready's on The Criminal?
Okay.
And it's Steve Gaynor and Bryn. Alex Lacasio is on drums. This is before Carl and I hooked up.
Okay.
Again, because Carl and I go back to Thrasher, if you're familiar with that. But also when Lemmy died, we decided to do a tribute and donate all the what we thought would be big money to the Ronnie James Dio Cancer Fund.
Right.
And so we did that as just a TKO / Rods thing. And it had Evan Sheely and Rick Pierce out of TKO on that. But prior to that and to this song, hadn't really used Carl. We'd used Alex Lacasio out of Los Angeles. And but along comes Carl. He's got the job, you know. Brilliant guy,
absolutely.
A lovable guy. I know he thinks I'm an asshole. It's not 5 o'clock yet, so I'm not an asshole.
not even on the East Coast is it 5 o'clock yet? That's funny. So it sounds like from this point now going forward, though, with Angels of Dresden, it sounds like it's pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, we've got a system down to produce.
Nice.
And relatively easily. And that whole thing about texting can add days into a question being solved. The whole thing with Zoom and FaceTime and what we're doing here kind of brings it in that room where you can communicate and not in, because you can't really hear a tone in a text. And some people assume you're being adversarial. So I had one hiccup, and I won't mention who it was, but I felt horrible in that I think it was Bryn and I were typing back and forth through Gmail.
Okay.
And we had the guitarist send out his solo, which I knew he could do better, but it was after 5 o'clock. And I think I replied, "I don't know what he's smoking. This sucks." Not realizing with Gmail, I had accidentally reply all. In a thread he was in. So I don't type after 5 o'clock. Let's just.
I don't. That's funny. So, will Mike McCready ever appear again, you think, on Angels of Dresden?
Well, he's been a fan, and he's played on 2 of the 4.
Right.
And I've done some work with him for his fundraisers. He was an early fan. I've got 10 years on him. So he was a little kid in this band Shadow in Seattle. And TKO finally was coming back to town headlining. I think it was either the Paramount or the Moore Theater. And as headliners, I mean, we've been out with Heart, Cheap Trick, Van Halen, AC/DC.
Right.
So we earned the right to headline. And this was like, we can have anybody open we want to. Well, Tony, the guitar player, says, "Let's have Shadow do it." I go, "14 years old." And then I went, "Exactly, let's do that." And they had a blast. I mean, to be 14 and play a major venue like that
was sure
a big thing to them. So Mike and I are close. He's a love of a guy, and I would always ask him to play.
Now, will you text or email him after 5 o'clock?
Probably not.
Probably. Now, were you a fan of the whole Seattle scene going on in the 90s that he was a big part of, blowing up?
Well, I was managed by Kelly Curtis, Curtis Management, who managed Alice in Chains and Mother Love Bone. And then Andrew Wood from Love Bone unfortunately died and the whole band collapsed.
Yeah.
And Jeff Ament, the bass player, needed a home. And we were sadly in need of a new bass player in War Baby. So we brought him on the payroll for a half a year.
Okay. And
so he was sporting the War Babies moniker for 6 months. And then Pearl Jam happened. But when we started, I'd say in 89, we were playing the Central Tavern, which is where Alice in Chains and Love Bone, just all that grunge stuff started. Mm-hmm. So we were all brothers at some point. I think then I started going into my divorce and I was a train wreck kind of guy. And things just, for me, spiraled out of control. I became that guy. And left Curtis Management, took War Babies to Warren Entner from Quiet Riot and various other things. He's big LA management. And we just kind of lost touch. But fast forward into late 2000, I did a project with Stone Gossard.
Okay.
It was a Hank Williams tribute. It was the Hank Williams Choir.
Huh.
And I appeared a couple of times live with him, did some recording. And like I said, since then, Mike and I have done various things live together for his fundraiser that he does. And he's played on my stuff. So a few of them I still keep in contact with.
Nice. Somebody I became friends with from doing the show over the years was actually Andrew's brother, Kevin, who was amazing guitarist.
Yeah,
cool. So Angels of Dresden, back to that, you're gonna be putting new music out. So are you, like you said, it sounds like what you're gonna do is kind of like what I sounds like more bands are doing more and more of, where they're putting out like once a month, once every 2 months, putting a bunch of singles out, and then over a course of 10 to 12, 14 songs, then they're putting a product out.
Right. I just, the whole reason I said every 6 weeks, I laid down a personal gauntlet to myself. So if I said it, I got to deliver it.
Because you said it in public.
Right.
Said it out loud.
I've said it a couple times. and I'm saying it again every 6 weeks. So I just shot myself in the foot, but I'm not going on vacation anywhere.
True.
Not much I am doing, so it gives me a focus.
Now is the time.
I know I won't back down from that commitment. I just know me. I said it must be true.
There you go. And now is the perfect time for you to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So where should we send everybody to hear the song, stream it, possibly buy it? I mean, can they actually buy the single too?
I'm being told it's available where all fine streams are found. And I check around. I know it's on iTunes, Amazon Music. I can see it on Spotify. I have Spotify at home. And every time at 5 o'clock, I say, "Play Home for a While by Angels of Dresden." Sorry, can't find it.
Really?
Yeah. Although it's on their website. So I don't know. It's too techie. But check whoever your streams are and run a search. It should be up. If it's not, it will be shortly.
And everybody should just wherever they're streaming it from, just put it on repeat and, go to sleep for a week and just let it repeat. And let's get it up to a million streams to make another $22.
Another 22. I'll get a ride in an Uber.
Hey, you might be able to afford the Uber and a Starbucks.
I'll take the Uber on tour to Idaho.
There you go. There you go.
But people can keep in touch with us on Facebook. Just type in Angels of Dresden. We're there, and we're updating news daily. It's kind of a fun site. We've got an Ask Ted series going on where fans can ask a question. And Ted Kaczynski, I did a Zoom meeting with the label and the guys, and it was a Sunday morning. And I had my hoodie and my aviators on, and the label pres says, "Good morning, Mr. Kaczynski." So that's where the Ask Ted comes from.
Nice.
So every time I answer fan questions, I put my hoodie on and answer as Ted.
There you go.
That's how bored I am. That's entertainment.
You couldn't have become like Ted the teddy bear from the Goofy movie, the talking teddy bear.
The other one was Ted Talks, you know, those motivational things.
Yeah,
Taking it there, but I like the Kaczynski reference.
That's funny. That is funny. Well, Brad, this is always a pleasure. I'm looking forward to hearing new music, and the clock is ticking. Are you about 5 weeks away now?
Yeah. But I got a music bed. I just got to look around and find something other than Murder Hornets.
There you go. Planet of the Apes, I'm telling you. They're coming. They're going to take over.
What happened to the Middle Eastern sandstorm?
Yeah.
That kind of was a nothing.
That was like a 24-hour thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see what else they throw us.
Yeah, who knows? You know, in August, they'll be throwing us something new.
Yeah, exactly.
Too funny. Well, Brad, this is always great catching up with you, man. Well, let's do it again when the new song comes out.
Yeah.
This way we'll talk more often.
Cool. You got it.
All right, man. Well, take care. Great talking to you.
See ya.